another verse you can shout for my God. Somebody celebrate my Jesus. Celebrate him. Bigger, bigger, bigger shout. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I thought by now you'll be jumping, you'll be leaping, you'll be glorifying God. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let's lift up our hands and worship our King. Adore him, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He created you and I to praise him. Let's do what he cannot do for himself. Let's praise him. If you do for him what he cannot do for himself, he will do for you the numerous things you cannot do for yourself. Give him the glory. Give him praise. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for the word session this morning. Thank him for yesterday. For yesterday morning, yesterday evening. Thank him for the previous day. Thank him. Thank him for the first day. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank him for peace and calmness in the camp. Thank him for taking away casualties away from us. Thank him. Thank him for your transformation. Thank him for your emergence as a world changer. Thank him and thank him and thank him. Blessed be God. In Jesus' wonderful name we have given thanks. And all the saints of God in this great convention shout the biggest thank you, Jesus. Before you take your seat, stretch yourself to the right, to the left, and welcome somebody again. Welcome somebody again. Greet somebody again. Welcome, welcome to your world of changes. Thank you, Lord. Now you can take your seat and give Jesus your big hand one more time. Hallelujah. It's my new dawn era, and youth alive, world changers, are you there? Is a world changer there? Tell your neighbor, my world will soon hear my story. You have said it and it shall be so. Everyone in obscurity today, shortly you will come to limelight. In Jesus' precious name. There is no doubt that God has been transforming someone ever since this convention commenced. I'd like us to appreciate God for all of the ones God has used to minister to us in the course of this convention, for the great blessings they've been to us, to the praise and glory of our God. Remember again this morning that the theme of this convention is heralding the emergence of world changers. And you are a foremost world changer. Because that's what God intends you to be. And that's what you will come out to be. The teaching series apportioned to me by his grace, appreciating God's servant for the privilege, is pathway to the topmost top. We've examined two of such pathways. Number one, on vision. Number two, on stewardship. And now the part three of it is engaging the power of sacrifice.
the power of sacrifice. Remember that God operates by ways. God is methodological. And he does that so that it can be fair to all. If God blesses people without layout procedure, then someone will judge him as being partial. Being blessed by God has an open procedure that is understandable, comprehensible, and accessible. Isaiah 55, verse 11. My thoughts, of verse 7, 8, thereabout. My thought is not as your thought, and my ways are not as your ways. God has ways of getting things done. You cannot follow his ways and miss his acts. Psalm 103, verse 7. The journey to the topmost top is preceded by following God's pathway. You cannot follow God and miss your way. If you desire to be a world changer in any sphere of life, living sacrificially is the ultimate demand. To every desire of man, there is a demand from God. Somebody came to Jesus and said, Master, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom? And Jesus said, this is what you need to do. But the demand was too much for him. He couldn't cope with it. He left sorrowfully. And if you cannot comply with his demand, there is nothing he can do to help you. There is nothing God can do to help you. Sometimes people come and said, Pastor, please pray for me. Say, you need more than prayer. Say, pray for me. No, I can't pray for you. You need something more than prayer. If you won't listen to what I will tell you from God's word, don't bother to say amen to my prayer. Because it will be a waste of energy on your side and on my side. Living sacrificially, sacrifice is one major highway to the topmost top. Seeking easy life is the cheapest way to be eased out of life. Oh, our generation today wants things very easy and quickly, stress-free, ready-made. But you all know that ready-made does not last. It's custom-made that endures. Anything you cannot trace to a process, or let me be more specific, any product you cannot trace to a process cannot last. What is sacrifice? Whereas dedication can be defined as living for a cause, sacrifice is dying for a cause. Somebody has said before, until you find what to live for, you are not fit to live. But there is a dimension to it. Until you find what to die for, you are not worthy to live. By dedication, you have found what to live for. But by sacrifice, you are determined that you either find the solution or die. That takes you from desire to desperation. There are things you desire to achieve. Why have you not achieved it? Because you are not desperate about it. Sacrifice is about burning the bridge behind you. Sacrifice is as declaring, if I perish, I perish. But I must get this result. Many have ended, and several more will end as mediocres because they are not prepared to pay the ultimate price for life. Sacrifice is the ultimate price for emerging as a world changer. One may be dedicated to assess gain, but sacrifice is always longing for what to add to life. Dedication will make you have, but sacrifice will make you add to life. One may be dedicated to ending prosperity, but sacrifice will end you in posterity. There are two different things. Posterity is achievement beyond your lifespan. Prosperity is what you spend in your lifetime, but posterity is what speaks for you after you have gone. But it is sacrifice that will take you there. Dedication can furthermore be defined as putting in your best. But sacrifice is going beyond your best. Dedication will move you to elastic point. For those of you who know a bit of science, but sacrifice will take you to a breaking point. All great men standing today, once or more times, are broken down. Because until you are broken, you cannot be mended. God's servant Bishop Oedipo said he had died many times. And that's what is making him to be living today. Sacrifice will take you to a breaking point. It will change your configuration. It will alter your chemistry. And put you on a different pedestal where everybody that watches you see you as unique and different. Furthermore, dedication means commitment to life, but sacrifice means deadly commitment. Deadly commitment. Commitment that leads to death, if need be. Paul the Apostle in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 said, "For me to live is Christ, and if it means to die, it will turn to my gain." The best of the gains of life appears only to those who live sacrificially. Sacrifice will place you under necessity 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17. In summary, sacrifice means readiness to die in order to live. Readiness to die in order to access the fullness of life. Death is the passage to life. Jesus both taught us and gave us example of his life. If you care for your life, you will lose your life. Some people tell you, take care, take care, take care. If you take care, you will lose life. They tell you, take it easy, take it easy. If you take it easy, you'll be eased out of life. Let me tell you very importantly, young people, don't take it easy. Don't take it easy. Bishop Oyedepo told us some story some time ago about how one of his mentors of blessed memory, Bishop Benedict Itahosa, will always tell him, my son, take it easy. So he looked at him and said, sir, when you are at my age, you are not taking it easy. When you are at my age, you are not taking it easy. Young people, don't take it easy. Don't care for your life. Take risk. Be daring. Try as many things as you can try. Because if you don't try, you'll be trapped. Only those who try will triumph. If you find in you a seed of authorship, start writing. Write junks first. Write anything your hand can write. Shortly, it will become the best thing you can write. If you have the seed of music in you, sing anyhow. Amen. Let people mock you. You must be prepared to make sacrifice. John 12, verses 23 to 25. Don't take life easy if you don't want to be eased out of it. Don't take a rest if you don't want to be laid to rest. Pray all you can when you are young. Fast all you can when you are young. Read all you can when you are young, because a time is coming that you will not be able to do it again. Jump all you can when you are young. Do everything that you can. Live sacrificially. Get back to John chapter 12, verse 23 to 25. Now see Jesus showing us the pathway to it. And Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Glorification has a time frame. The hour has come. It's never your turn until you do what Jesus said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground. Ground represents corruption. And this is what many people don't want. They want to live a fine life. Nothing to sacrifice. No pain to go through. Careful about life. If it is tough, they withdraw. If it is not tough, it cannot make you tall. Dodging and dodging. Hiding and hiding. Fasting. When it is 12 noon, the eyes start turning. Say, man, I have to take something. I have to take something. And you break the cycle and have to start all over again. You think fasting is easy? No, it will turn your eyes. But after turning your eyes, you will begin to see clearer. Amen. It will move your stomach. But when you become acquainted to it, your spirit man will come alive. Stop dodging. Stop avoiding confrontations in your spiritual life and in your life's adventure. Remember, seeking easy life is the cheapest way to be eased out of life. Get back to that passage again in verse 24. Jesus, except a kind of wheat fall into the ground, you have to fall to the ground. You have to fall to the ground and die. It abides alone. That means it remains only one. It cannot multiply. But if it die, then it will bring forth much fruit. It will become a multiplied life. Don't limit your life by hiding your life. And Jesus further explained what he meant. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal. That means nothing can destroy your life. You know what that means? There is no more death after death. Before life will kill you, kill yourself. Sentence your death, rather, to death. Sentence yourself to death. Be a dead man. God uses only dead people. He doesn't use living people. He uses only dead people. People who are dead to self and alive to God. You know why? Can a doctor do anything, surgery, to a man whose eyes are wide open? No. Can you see a knife coming and you open your eyes? You, no matter how much you respect the doctor, say, sir, I respect you. Please be very careful. And he's bringing the knife. Sir, I hope you heard what I said. And he's bringing the knife. You grab his hand and tell him, come on, get up. So what does doctor do? He puts you to sleep through anesthesia. Until God puts you to death, he cannot work on you. Those who are willing to die actually don't die. They only transit into a better life. And that's what God wants for you. However, in this subject, let us have in mind that there are two levels of sacrifice, or two kinds or classification of sacrifice. One is sacrificial giving. We've heard a lot about that. Sacrificial giving. And there is sacrificial living. What gives value to sacrificial giving is sacrificial living. Those who live sacrificially don't have problem giving sacrificially. Sacrificial giving may be occasionally demanded, but living sacrificially is a lifelong demand. That is, you have to live sacrificially every day in order to change level. World changers don't live a convenient life. They don't. You think Bishop Oyedepo is living a convenient life? Somebody who's regular sleeping time, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and must wake up at 5 a.m. to attend the covenant hour of fellowship, covenant hour of prayer, is that a convenient life? And after covenant hour of prayer, straight resuming in the office, and as I'm talking to you, he's still there right now, is that a convenient life? That you can't go out and see how town is looking like? Is that a convenient life? So when you say you want to become a world changer, that means you want to die. Want to die. Yesterday about 10 a.m. or 11, he said, my son, I want to go and bath first. You see, when you want to be a world changer, you live differently. You operate a different schedule. You're a world changer and carrying comb in your pocket, carrying shiny shoe, whatever. That means you have plenty of time unutilized. Now, getting back to the secular, those of you who may have read the story of Bill Gates. Bill Gates will not bath a number of days, seated on what he's looking for, keeps his hair with dandruff, plenty. Seated, finding solution. One day he got to a corner thinking and walking, and the mother was busy looking for him. You see, world changers don't look for who will look for them. And the mother started crying, Bill, where are you? And after frustration and the disturbance of the call of the mother, he answered, they said, Mom, I'm here. What are you doing? I'm thinking. Don't you think? He was asking the mother. Don't you think? Irregularity of life is what trails world changer. Now, listen to me. Let me place a caution here. When I say irregularity, I don't mean you should be living anyhow and nobody can reach you. He said, where are you? He said, didn't you hear what they said that there was a convention? That you have to live irregularly. No, I'm talking about irregularity of living with a purpose. With a purpose. Clearly defined purpose. Is somebody there? Did you get me very well? So don't go and misquote me later on. If you are married, your husband wants to talk to you or your wife wants to talk to you, I say, yes. Blinking your eye, looking very serious. Your children say, good morning, sir. Especially when they want to ask for school fees. Hallelujah! Giving sacrificially is only an overflow of living sacrificially. Therefore, getting to the topmost top demands beyond dedication to sacrificial living. Dedication may get you to the top, but it is sacrifice that will take you beyond the topmost top. Dedication is ladder to the top, but sacrifice is the ladder to the topmost top, where people on top will be calling you at the top. Amen. Well, I commend your response of amen, but you need something more than an amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need something that is not limited to shouting. You need to do something. Amen. You need to do something. Now, what are characteristics of sacrifice? That is, a few things you need to know as parameter to assess yourself whether you are sacrificial or not. Sacrifice will cause you pain. It will cause you pain. Now, the pastor of the largest church until recently, I perceive, Dr. Yonggi Cho, died several times. He died baptizing people because of rigorous fasting and prayer. He fell down while interpreting one day. 1984, Bishop Oedipo said, virtually all through the year, he was in fasting. By the time the New Year Eve was ended and the New Year service was on, he started coughing blood. It is the blood he coughed that we call sacrifice. Life is not cheap. Costly. Your pain in sacrificial living is what determines your ultimate gain in life. Sacrifice may inflict scars on your body, but will attract a crown on your head. It may inflict scars on your body, but will attract crown on your head in the end. Sacrifice may be tearful, but the return of it is fearful lifting. We know the story of Jesus, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, saying, we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us. And let us run the race with patience and the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, or taking Jesus as an example, who is the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and now is set down at the right hand at the throne of God. You will get there. You will get there. Sacrifice may take you through the furnace of life, but will bring you out as a refined substance. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3 and 27, 21. The fine pot is for silver. The furnace is for gold. Now, look at that. In the study of metallurgy, there are different categories of fire. If you want to be silver, there is a temperature you go through. If you want to become gold, then you have to stay longer in the furnace. Those are the things Paul the Apostle was explaining. That the affliction of now cannot be compared with the weight of glory to come. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, there are two kinds of suffering. There is submissive suffering and inflicted suffering. It is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The furnace of life. The inconveniences of life. The hard hawk changes you go through in your life. Proverbs 27:21. As the finding pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. That means the value of your life emerges depending on the process you go through. You all know, especially ladies here, if you go to jewelry store, they are in categories. You have different carats. You have silver, you have gold, you have diamond. If somebody offers you the different categories, you know what you will go for. So the glory of each man is the outcome of the process of sacrifice he went through. You may know the glory of Bishop Oyedepo, but you need to find out the story of Bishop Oyedepo. So also it is with other great men of God and people in different fields of life. Before you covet a man's gift and position, get prepared to go through what he went through. I tell people, if you do what we do, you will see what we see. Sacrifice means going through the furnaces of life so as to become a worthy substance, enviable substance. You become like hotcake that everybody is looking for. That will end. That will be your story that we're talking about right now. How do you enhance sacrificial living? Be focused in life. Clearly define your goal and purpose. What am I in life for? If you don't have a goal, like Bishop Oedipo will say, you end as a goat. A goat goes here and there and is beaten anyhow. The worst, most afflicted domestic animal is a goat. Because the goat will not stay where they put it to go everywhere looking for trouble. And so he will find trouble everywhere he goes to. Without definition or purpose, there will be deviation from purpose. And the earlier you define it, the better. Daniel 1:8. Daniel was purposed in his heart. They started living a purposeful life to emerge as world changers. Perhaps it's no news to you how that Daniel transcended four different reigns of government. They lived sacrificially. Dedication would give you access to the best, but sacrifice will take you beyond the best. Dedication will bring you distinction, but sacrifice will bring you to excellence. That's why at the end of that chapter 1, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were incomparable in the class. How do you describe somebody or people who are 10 times better? Tell me, they are not in the same class. They were not distinction students. They were excellent. They were high, the gap too much. And that's what happens. When you live a life of sacrifice, people never come to your class. You are just in your own world. Sacrifice creates for you your own world. In the secular system, how many Bill Gates do you have? How many of them do you have? Different class. How? Sacrifice. While others are chewing gum, chewing, you know, hamburger and the hot dog and cold dog. Receive grace for sacrificial living. As I speak over your life today, every form of indiscipline holding you down, every form of easy life that is holding you down, be destroyed from you in the name of Jesus. Remember, don't take life easy. Don't take it easy. Make it hard, because if it is not hard, it will not fly. Luke 9:57-62. Take time with me and read. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto Jesus, Lord, I will follow you anywhere you go.
And Jesus said, that's all right. But for your information, foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But me that you see so, the Son of Man, I don't have where to lay my head. Are you ready to follow me? And so the man left. And he said to another man, follow me. But the man said, Lord, allow me to go and bury my father first. Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. Another said, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said, no man having put his hand on the plow and looking back. Say with me, I will not look back. Say again, I will not look back. Is fit for the kingdom of God. Lack of focus makes you unfit for excellence in life. People who will emerge as world changers are not given to ceremonies. They are too carried away by their objectives and goals and callings and endeavors in life. They are not regular people. They are just in their own world. Number two, demand for sacrificial living, or how to enhance sacrificial living. Be individualistic in your life and calling. And in your services, either towards the kingdom or towards mankind. Isaiah chapter 51, verses 1 to 3. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye were hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare thee. For I called him alone, and he responded alone. So I blessed him alone, and increased him alone. Aloneness. Now hear this. Sometimes you may have a group of people dedicated to a cause, but only individuals can make sacrifice. You can't jointly make sacrifice. Abraham alone went to make sacrifice. Alone. The same year Bishop Oyedepo was called to ministry, there were several others who were called into ministry. But year after year, the gap was changing and getting wider. All as a result of each person's sacrificial living. We can pray together, but we cannot make sacrifices together. Abraham told the servants following me, he said, hey, you stay on here. I and the lad will go and worship the Lord. Now see, what Abraham did was not sacrificial giving. It was sacrificial living that he went to do on the mountain. Giving all it takes. Number three, be disciplined as a lifestyle. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 24 to 27. Know ye not that they which run in the race run all, but one receive the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is disciplined in all things. Now they do it to obtain corruptible crown, but we as incorruptible. I therefore so run not as uncertainties, or fight not as one that beat. I fight with focus, with discipline. I put my body under. I refuse to be ruled by things, I rule things. I refuse to subject myself to sleep or eating. I put my body under my taste, my tendencies, my laziness. I put them under. I change my sleeping program and pattern.
You can't be sleeping anyhow to wake up in the morning to fulfill your dream or pursue your vision. When you sleep, things slips out of your hand. How many of you are having biro there? You have biro in your hand? What happens when you doze? The biro falls. They say you are sleeping. You say, no, I'm not sleeping. Okay, you are not sleeping, but you dozed. So biro fell from your hand. Nothing can be heard by a sleepy man. Nothing can be heard in a sleepy state. You have to wake up. Be disciplined. Life will not let you go anyhow. You have to subdue life under your feet. You have to wake up. Wake up in the cold. Wake up when others are sleeping. Do you know the same time others are using to fail is the same time you can use to succeed? There is no extra time for anyone. There are only time managers to achieve their goal in life. Discipline is responding to the demands of life, no matter the inconveniences. 2 Timothy chapter 2, from verses 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness. You either endure hardness or suffer hardship. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. Soldiers are known for discipline. Verse 4. No man that worries entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Don't live as a civilian. Civilians they live regular life. Soldiers live irregular life. No man that worried entangleth himself with the affairs of this world, that he may meet up the condition of him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Be disciplined. Number 4, maintain a joyful life in the midst of inconveniences. Hebrews 12:2, who for the joy that was set before him. Joy is fountain of endurance. Joy makes you not to feel what others are feeling for you. You know, people feel for you. As a youth, going through fasting, my neck bones came out. And people ask, you want to kill yourself? You want to kill yourself? The bones are no longer there. They are no longer appearing. I paid my price. If you pay your own at your time, you will enjoy at the time to come. Joy overwhelms pains. Joy overwhelms pain. If you think you are suffering, you'll be discouraged. But if you are joyful, you will remain self-motivated in rendering your sacrifices. Whereas, dedication requires patience, sacrifice demands endurance. Sacrifice demands endurance. Just like a seed takes its time before it will come out of the ground, sacrifice will tell a toll on you. It will tell a toll on you. It will tell a toll on you. It may be on you for a while, but once you are done with it, you emerge the way God wants you to be. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Number 5, be willing hearted. There is the power of will that makes the way. Concerning Jesus in prophecy, Psalm 40, verse 8. Jesus said, I delight to do thy will, O Lord. Thy law is within my heart. Or take it from verse 5, please. From verse 5 or 6. Come to 6. Sacrifice an offering that thou didst not desire. Mine ears has thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I come in the volume of the books it is that is written of me. I delight to do your will. I'm excited. Willingness means showing excitement at your word. Now, how did Nehemiah and his team get to build the wall in 52 days that ought to have been built in 2 years? Chapter 4, verse 6. They were of a willing mind. The people had a mind to walk. The will of man is housed by the mind of man, or within the mind of man. They had the mind to walk. They had the willingness to walk. Willingness will take you far beyond any level in life. Willingness is superior to expertise. There are many given to experts who ended up as derelicts. They have the expertise, but they are not willing to. Nehemiah did not have expertise, but he had a willing mind. A willing mind will sacrifice anything and everything that it can to achieve its purpose. Therefore, get ready. Nothing discourages a willing mind. If you have studied Nehemiah, you see how much discouragement that was sent to him hit him here and there. But the mind was too strong to be stopped. Only people with a mind will emerge as world changers. Beat them, they are there. The trouble they go through toughens them. They are too hard for hardship. They are too tough for toughness. They are too strong for discouragement. That's who you need to be. With a willing mind. With a willing mind. You know what Jesus said, John chapter 10, verse 17. How did Jesus succeed in making a sacrifice of his life? He was willing. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. Verse 18. No man taketh it from me, but I willingly lay down for myself. I have power to lay down. And I have power again to take it up. This commandment have I received from the Father. How? He was willing to. According to Psalm 40 that we read earlier. This is very important. The next point. 6. Receive engracement for sacrificial living in prayer. The longer you stay in prayer, the more engraced you become for sacrificial living. It's not natural to be sacrificial because of the pain that comes with it. But in prayer, you are strengthened. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Grace is available at the altar of prayer. Because the more you pray, the more contact we have with God. As we all behold him in the mirror, not only in the word, but in prayer. We are changed into his image. The image of Jesus who endured the cross. In prayer, we are able to fulfill Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Luke 22, 41 to 43. We saw how Jesus did it himself. At the time, Jesus himself was almost discouraged. He told his disciples, he said, I feel heavy in my heart. But he went into prayer. Anytime you feel heavy, go into prayer. Anytime you feel heavy, what do? Go into prayer. Anytime it's like the fuel in you is expiring and about to finish, go into prayer. See what Jesus did. In that passage again, verse 41 to 43. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. The place of prayer is the place of strength. The altar of prayer is the place of strength. Shout amen, somebody. So living sacrificially is impossible without prayer. And finally, number 7, maintain your love tie for God. Remain passionate for God. Passionate for God. Your passion will make for you a passage. Passion. Be passionate about your calling. Be passionate about your calling, about your endeavors, about anything you are doing, about a discovery you are pursuing. Be passionate. Believe in God that the one who called you and revealed to you what you are doing will help you through. There may be moments of ups and downs, but turn it to joy. There were moments of setback. But listen to this. When people call it setback, call it step back. Nobody jumps at the post of an high jump. You can't succeed. You gradually step back from the pole, bet your eye on the bar. What are you doing? You are gathering momentum. Some people may say, look at him, he's a foolish man. Why is he going back? He's having setback. Say, no, I'm not having setback. I'm only stepping back to recalculate. I'm stepping back to gather momentum so I can launch out again. And as he runs from the back, he jumps the scale and overcomes the hurdle. Every hurdle of your life is overcomable. And you shall overcome them. Don't forget, as I close, dedication will give you access to distinction, but sacrifice will take you to excellence. And that's what makes you a world changer. Give Jesus a big hand. And rise to your feet with me, please. As you raise your hand, I want you first of all to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost to assimilate the message you have received and drive it in. And receive strength. And receive strength. And receive strength. And receive strength. Oh yes! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody receive right now. Oh, begin to assess the grace of God. Begin to assess the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Please be seated for a moment. No assumption in the things of God. Perhaps somebody is here this morning, and I believe there are individuals like that. You have not given your life to Jesus. That is the first sacrifice to make. Proverbs 23:26. My son, by application also, my daughter, give me your heart. Remember what I told you about a surgeon trying to operate on a patient without having the attention of the patient? Through anesthesia, there is nothing they can do. Without you giving your heart to God, there is nothing God can do in your life. You want change in your life? You want to move forward? You want joy? You want peace? You want God to take over your challenges? You need to give your life to Jesus and make him your Lord and your Savior. I know somebody is ready to do that. I know you are ready. I know you are very ready right now. Wherever you are, rise to your feet. Give us all a chance to pray with you. God will not condemn you. He will not throw you away. Stand to your feet, please. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? Maybe you have had this call since you came for this convention, but something has been holding you down. Now that thing is removing its hand from you. You are free right now to surrender your life to Jesus. Stand to your feet, please.
stand to your feet. And secondly, there are individuals, you know you have been living a backsliding life. Your excitement about the things of God is not like it used to be. Your love for God has dropped. And you want a refiring of your love. You may also need to be on your feet and allow us to pray for you. Everyone in these categories, please, will you step out to the altar here where God will touch you with fresh fire. Come on quickly. Come on quickly. This is your day. Don't delay. Don't say later. Don't say in the evening. No. This is your time. This is your time. God bless you. God bless you for your sincerity. I thank God for you. I know you will be sincere. I know you are not an hypocrite. I know you will not let the devil deceive you. Oh, congregation, give Jesus a big hand for all of these our friends. Our wonderful friends are making decisions for Jesus right now. Let's receive them. Let's receive them. Let's receive our brothers and sisters who are returning home. They are returning home like the prodigal son. Join me, receive them right now. Oh, what a joy. I thought somebody's excited. There is joy in heaven over every soul that is saved. Do I have some youths right now who are clapping their hands for Jesus? Do I have some youths who are useful, who will make their hands useful for Jesus right now? Make your hands useful for Jesus right now. Make your hands useful for Jesus right now. Don't make your hand useless for God. Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is winning. Satan is losing. Jesus is winning. Hell is getting depopulated. Heaven is getting populated right now. Glory to God. Woo! Oh, I can see some people running down. Help me clap your hands for them. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name. Now, please listen to this. If you follow Satan, you will pay heavy price for it. If you follow Jesus, you enjoy for it. Make your choice. Make your choice. Some people know that they are suffering. And yet they remain suffering following Satan. And his suggestion is telling you, don't go there. Don't go. And you settle down. Aren't you making yourself a fool? Won't you get wiser? Look at great people who are here this morning. They have left you behind. Will you remain behind? If you are still seated there, jump up quickly. Run down here. There is more room for you. Now, all of us, our wonderful friends, brothers and sisters at the altar here, please let me ask you to bow your heads. Bow your heads in prayer. Put your right hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart. All of you, please do that. And pray this prayer with me as loud as you can. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. I need you. I need your forgiveness. I need your mercy from today. Save me. Give me new life. Make me your child. Give me your power to follow you from now and forevermore. Thank you for saving me. I am now born again. I am now a child of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we receive these souls into your kingdom. Satan has no more power over them in Jesus' name. Amen. Please open your eyes. God bless you mightily. Which way? Please go in the direction of my hand. Let them go through the immediate three aisles so we can save time. Thank you, Jesus. Church, you mean you can't give Jesus a better hand? Amen. Thank you for making it loud. Now, please rise to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, the spirit of sacrifice is at this altar. The sacrifice of God's servant and others brought us to where we are. I want you to convert that spirit right now. You know, I told you yesterday, every subject matter we teach about, there is a spirit behind it that makes it work. I want to release upon you right now that spirit standing on the behalf of God's servant, the apostle over this commission, the man who has lived his life sacrificially. Now stretch your hands here. And in 1 minute intense prayer, I'd like you to desire, Father, grant unto me the kind of sacrificial heart that you have given to your son and your servant Oedipo. Grant unto me, my father, attitude and practice of sacrifice. Pray that prayer. Sacrifice in prayer. Sacrifice in fasting. Sacrifice in stewardship. Sacrifice in giving. Sacrifice in pursuit of my goal and my calling in life. Somebody pray. That spirit is coming on you now. 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 Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Ask God to deliver you from careless living. Ask God to deliver you from every form of insensitivity. Ask God to deliver you from any form of indiscipline. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So shall it be. Please stretch your hands here. Now, anything that won't let you become an imagined leader and world changer, I command that they come under your feet right now. The same grace that God has given to his servant, I decree that it be released upon you right now in the name of Jesus. The same grace that took Jesus to the cross, despite inconveniences and pain that enabled him to endure, receive that grace right now. He despised the shame. Mockery couldn't stop him. Discouragement couldn't discourage him. Receive that grace right now in the name of Jesus. Finally, your hour has come. Your glory shall be seen. In Jesus' wonderful name. Wave those beautiful hands and give glory to God. Give glory to God, somebody.
Celebrate God with a loud shout and a loud clap for that powerful word from heaven. Wave your hand unto Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Please have your seat and don't take it easy. Tell your neighbor, I will not take it easy. In order for me not to be hissed out. Amen. It is announcement time. As we conclude this session this morning, let us quickly listen to the following announcement. Praise the Lord. God is transforming lives on this mountain as participants are experiencing remarkable encounters and instant testimonies to the glory of God. Please be reminded that registration is mandatory for this convention, and all who are yet to register should visit the registration stand and register. The concluding workshop session for 2018 International Youth Life Convention holds between 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The specialized session venues, you can refer to the screen. Also, after the goodness, it will be displayed. You already